Hey, this is Gamers Coop, or Coop, however you want to say it. We're going to talk about Batman Arkham Asylum on the Xbox 360. I'm Cammy.
Tyson.
Dave.
So we're going to talk a little bit about gameplay.
Look at that, no love for Grant.
Oh.
Yeah, let's introduce Grant.
I'm the special guest, Grant.
Who has never played the game, but he will input when he can.
He did say he played it a little bit. But Grant's going to be like, oh man, the game sucked.
But we've all beat it. Tyson, Cammy, and Dave. So we wanted to talk about it.
Grant played the demo.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, gameplay. So basically it's about, you know, the Joker. He's gotten captured by, of course, Batman. But he wanted to be captured. And that's where it all begins.
Creepy. Lassie.
And then, you know, Joker kind of takes over Arkham Asylum, and you're just on this island, running around in different buildings, beating up bad dudes, trying to, you know, catch the Joker. Classic Batman!
Very classic.
We should probably, you know, go into the gameplay, since it sort of, you know, starts in that Arkham Asylum. It's pretty cool how, you know, he wills in the Joker, and everything just kind of, you know, goes all crazy.
It unravels from there.
Yep. And he beats people up.
Very much so.
And so, yeah.
So should we talk about the combat? Kind of go in depth?
Sure.
About it?
Okay, so combat, I thought was cool how they showed it, portrayed it. Like, final takedowns were pretty awesome. But it kind of frustrated me because I just wanted to button mash, but it wouldn't let me button mash and counterattack and jump over guys, and I was just frustrated.
Man, I just want.
I, on the other hand, really enjoyed it because you had to be tactical about it, and I played the little challenges on there that let you practice fighting a little bit more.
You weren't just frustrated a little bit?
I got frustrated with the hard scenarios.
Even with, like, the guys with the stun rods.
Oh, I hated those guys.
You just jump over them.
Yeah, Tyson, tell us about the stun rod, dude.
I don't like it. Well, the problem with the combat and the stun rod guys is, you know, there'll be guys, you'll be punching him, and as he's punching, he's going to hit the stun rod guys and get hurt. And it's dumb.
But you can see the stun rod in their hand clearly and just jump over them.
Yeah, but, you know, why
and
would I jump
from behind
when I'm punching a thug in the face?
And you can't really counter them when they're coming after you, so you gotta jump out of the way.
Jump over them.
Then you gotta jump behind them, and
jump
then beat them. And then there's a guy shooting you, and then there's a guy stabbing you.
I never jump past the stun rod guys. I just, like, walk to the left. They just ran right by. And I just punched them in the back. Good times.
Anyway, boom. Good fighting stuff, but a little frustrating.
Yeah.
A little.
I did like when Batman would beat up a guy. Like, at the very end, it'd go, like, kind of cinematic, and you just see him punch the guy, and the guy'd be, like, flying across the room or something.
Yes.
That was awesome.
So Batman's, like, he's supposed to be all about not killing people, but in this game, he's okay with breaking limbs,
dislocating joints.
But he doesn't technically kill anybody, though. He just knocks guys out.
Yeah, it says they still have a heart rate and everything.
They're just unconscious
with some broken bones.
And skulls.
I have thrown them off the edge before, though. And that I think that would kill them, but yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Maybe he... I don't know.
I did like using his gadgets, though, in combat. That was fun.
Gadgets.
Throw out, like, the boomerang.
Yeah, they did do gadgets really well.
Yep, there's the batarang, the bat claw.
Oh, and then you got, like, the explosive stuff.
The
you guys ever set up
Rage
for
them.
Traps?
Yep.
Have guys come by and it blows up on them.
Yeah, in the
awesome.
Challenge mode, you have to do predator challenges where you have to set up those traps. And you have to do all these other specific ways of taking them down without getting seen.
I really like how they assigned gadgets to the D-pad, but I thought it was a little hard to hit, like, diagonal gadgets.
Yes, I did not like that.
I'm like... not coordinated enough or something, because it would always go down or left or right or something. I was like,
I think that's fault of the Xbox controller, though. Not necessarily the game.
Do you want three sticks? I mean, there has to be a D-pad.
I don't know. Some of the D-pad buttons they really didn't use. I mean, did they ever use, like, the up D-pad?
Yeah, that was your battering.
Yeah, he used all of them. That was your gadget selector.
Yeah. I did like coming down from the gargoyle statues, though.
Yeah.
Duck on those, wait for guy to come down, swoop down on him, knock him out, fly back up to the statue.
And then cut him down so he falls on his head.
Yeah.
And scares people.
That was fun. That was probably the thing I enjoyed the most, was just the staying out of sight and just swooping down and
crawling through air ducts.
That wasn't as classy.
What?
I don't know. When's the last time you seen, like, Batman movie where Batman spent on half the game in an air duct?
It's true. You just spend a lot of time in air ducts in the game.
Air ducts that are,
air ducts that are all big enough for Batman to crawl through.
And you notice how, like, Batman, like, getting out of an air duct to, like, you know, kick on it, bend it, just totally, like, knock it off the hinges, but no one ever notices.
That's right. You can also take down guys right next to other guys, and they don't notice.
Yeah.
You just do a silent takedown, and his buddy's standing 2 feet away has no idea what's going on.
Yep.
Because he's that good.
It's the same thing in, like, horror movies, you know? Like, the team's upstairs, they see their friend's head in the toilet. I don't know about you, but I'd be running away. But they're like, hey, let's investigate, see what happens.
I don't know if I've ever seen a movie with a man's head in the toilet. I don't
know what happens. It's a horror movie.
Why not, though, Red? Why not?
So, anyway, while you're crawling around air ducts, don't forget to pick up Riddler clues. They are in air ducts and other places.
Trophies, yeah.
That was kind of cool. I don't know, I didn't spend the time to actually go get all of
them. I did.
Look at David.
I got all of it. I completed the game 100%.
We're all not anal like David is and stuff. But if you just go through the game and just kind of take pictures of things out of the ordinary, I don't know, I got over 40% of the Riddler's jokes and whatever's done.
It allows you to level up if you get all the secrets too. So that
what?
Was a motivation. Yeah, you level up as you get it.
I did not know this.
Yeah, you collect secrets and stuff and you get experience.
I told you that.
I thought it was
I
just
told
for
you to do that and you wouldn't believe me.
I thought it was just for achievements. You really level up?
Yeah.
You get experience.
Yeah, you collect them and it gets you experience.
You get lots of experience too.
I feel like an idiot.
I leveled up before I even had the game done with. I was completely leveled.
You got all of the extra gadgets unlocked?
Yeah. I got everything before I even beat the game.
My goodness.
Yeah. It can be done. The only frustrating part for me was the guns. Because you wanted to attack those guys first so they wouldn't keep shooting you. But when you go in that direction to attack them, you couldn't always hit that person. You might hit somebody that was kind of on the side or in front of them.
I think that's why they had, like, the battering in there, because you were, you know, supposed to mainly use that. But I hated the guys with the gun, because it was like, bow, 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 dead.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, this is awesome.
You're supposed to hide, Tyson.
He's got, like, a bat suit. Isn't
Batman
that
is just
supposed to, like, deflect bullets?
He's just got, like, a rubber suit.
You gotta unlock the armor. So one of my favorite things about the gameplay, though, was all the different, like, styles of gameplay there were. Like, there was the Predator mode, and then, like, you're just fighting guys, but also when you fight the Joker, or not the Joker, Scarecrow, it's kind of like this stealth mode side-scrolling thing, and that was pretty awesome.
The little cinematic into the first Scarecrow battle was awesome when he was in the morgue.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, it was really creepy game overall. They did a good job with the atmosphere, and for just being a teen game, they did really well to make it as scary as they could. Still have it.
Wasn't as creepy as Gears of War, but it was good.
You thought Gears of War was creepy?
Yes, Gears of War, I jump
You're
every
time.
You're
probably the person that, like, gets afraid from, like, the first Friday the 13th movie.
I probably would. Come on, you didn't jump just a little when the Berserker was coming after you? Tyson, you've got a heart of stone. Anyway, back to Batman.
Yeah. Cammy's the one always getting us off track. And Gears of War!
Shut up. So, you have a different fighting style on almost every bad guy you fight. Like with Croc, it's different, and that was pretty fun down in
like
the dungeons. You
that,
didn't like Croc?
Just the whole sewer area sucked. Cause
I liked
Croc. It was just, you know, a little. Of those quick time events, he'd come up close, gotta hit A or whatever to dodge out of the way.
You just throw your battering
you throw
at
your
him.
Battering and he goes in the water, Tyson.
I just didn't like that part. I thought it just went way too long than it should have.
I really liked it.
I didn't like Poison Ivy. She was so frustrating. Especially on hard.
I beat Poison Ivy first try.
Me too.
Just saying.
On hard.
On hard. Play it on hard, guys.
I had a harder time with Joker than I did with Poison Ivy.
I beat it on, like, hard, you know, like 2 hours. I was like, oh, this game's easy.
See, on medium, on regular mode, they let you see when people are going to attack you, and you know when to counterattack. On hard, they don't do that. So you have to be watching them, their body, and not just the little blue symbol that goes up above
their
head.
So you just, like, tapping Y the whole time?
No, actually.
That's what I said. I'm like, you should just tap Y the whole time.
If you do that, it doesn't work. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to really be, like, strategic still. That's why I liked it. It really pushed me as a gamer.
All right.
I liked it because it was, like, the first, I think, good Batman game in, like, what, 15 years?
Yeah, yeah, I agree
it's
with
true.
You.
It's
yeah.
true. Hasn't been a Batman game for a long time, and Batman's, like, so awesome.
Yeah.
I think they really captured what Batman was all about in the game. All about...
The atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere and everything. Anyway, this has been Gamer's Coop with Cammy, Tyson, Dave, and sometimes Grant. And we'll see you later.
Woo!